We shortly returned below, exhorted those around us to prepare for the worst, and gave ourselves to the Lord in prayer, felt refreshed and comforted. Soon hastened on deck again. The shades of night had passed away, welcome morning breaking forth, and as the day increased, the more we could see of our situation. It was indeed the most splendid and yet affecting sight I ever saw. Such a mighty space of water, a great part of which entirely covered the flakes of ice, some of them immensely large, in a great variety of forms, such as ruins of cities or houses, as we sometimes see in pictures, bridges with one or more arches, castles, steeples carved and ornaments. Some of them much resemble the rocks of Rautor, hurled on the other in great romantic form. Early in the forenoon, a small seal appeared near the ship, at which the captain fired and killed, and was soon hauled on board as soon as possible. Our ship was hauled about to make the best of our way back, but could not clear. The former day, part of the day, the passengers appeared generally cheerful, being encouraged by captain and sailors. Early in the afternoon, though, it probably we should escape the ice in less than an hour, but soon found this impossible, which rather daunted our spirits, although we could see a place of safety, and very near it, and yet the great bulk of ice prevented our escape. On looking about, it appeared as if we could walk for miles on ice, or jump from one flake to another. It was not what is termed the iceberg, as I do not remember seeing one as high as the bulwarks of the ship. The day rather misty, a little cold downfall. Towards evening, felt my mind composed, hope returning, and could enter into the language and spirit of the poet. Our souls are in his might hand, and he shall keep them still. Left the deck for prayer meeting a little before 6 o'clock, at which time our situation never appeared more difficult. Our little bark, quite bound up with ice, every attempt to get through appeared in vain. Sorrow and sadness depicted in every countenance. Commenced our prayer meeting. A most gracious influence rested on us. Believers were comforted and enabled to rejoice in God. Every one was interested and concerned. Several appeared in great distress and cried to God for mercy. One could rejoice. During our meeting, we heard such trampling with the sailors on deck as if they were charging the tackling. Also heard many gratings of ice against the sides of the ship. Felt anxious to know what it was doing, but did not go on deck until meeting was over, when to my great surprise found we were altogether clear of the ice. I was informed that during our meeting the sun had made its appearance through the cloud, and the mist had been dispersed hither and yon. The wind had changed its point. The ice had separated on either hand, and within a few minutes our ship had cleared her way and escaped all danger. And in less than 1 hour there was not a single foot of ice to be seen. We were all constrained to say, "What hath God wrought?" Heartfelt gratitude now prevails throughout the ship, ascribing all the praise unto him who has said in his word, "Call upon me in this day of trouble, and I will deliver thee." May 5th, Sunday, in the morning we had a prayer meeting about 7:30. Forenoon made in sight of ice, and sail along some distance from it, say the nearest from 2 to 3 miles, leaving it again about 4 in the afternoon. We had service in the afternoon, about the usual time. Felt I had much liberty in speaking to poor sinners from St. Matthew 17th, chapter 26. Prayer meeting, again in the evening. Many appeared much affected throughout the ship. Conversed with one who appeared in great distress, found he had been a backslider. We endeavored to encourage him and retired to rest. May 6th, not very well today, a bad headache, a little soreness in the throat, and the weather very fine with cold air. Sea very smooth with a little swell, a beautiful gloss, a reflecting as if it were a sea of glass. Our ship becalmed, a little breeze, very desirable. In the evening, after prayer meeting, conversed again with the backsliding penitent. He could then say from his heart, "Come all ye that fear the Lord, and I will tell you what he has done for my soul." said he felt assured that he had an interest in the blood of Christ, his sins that were many, all forgiven. Not a single doubt remained, could say, come life, come death, all is well. May 7th, bodily health much better, spirits more cheerful, was unable to attend a cooking, marketing for weather, very fine, a little breeze. Ship making a point or two out of course, had a fine prayer meeting in the evening, proposed a class meeting next evening. May 8th, weather fine, a little mess, ship coming, making, but little headway. Saw a great number of birds of different species. In the evening, held our first class meeting when 18 attended. Had a good meeting. May 9th, very fine weather today with keen air, just as we get home sometimes in the month of February. Assisted in cooking, airing bedding, saw two or three small whales in the course of the day. May 10th, very cold with a little breeze from most part of the day. Afternoon, about 4 o'clock, made a sight of a very large field of ice just ahead. Sailing under a strong breeze, soon made a tack about and returned again in about 2 hours. Then made very near. The ice appeared more dissolved and less dangerous than that of the former week. Soon tacked about and made from it for the right for the night. Very cold, with strong breeze. May 11th. Sea running more than it has for the last 4 nights. Saw large black fish near the ship. Early in the afternoon, made in sight of ice, not very near it. Myself, poor by sickness, again retired from others of my fellow passengers. We thought of liberty, how sweet. No meeting in the evening in consequence of unsteadiness of the ship. May 12th, a strong breeze, not very favorable. Myself helping to cook for noon. Made a good dinner of pork and oatmeal, pudding, and plum pudding. Afternoon passed several icebergs on either hand of us in huge forms. No preaching in the afternoon in consequence of people sick, roughness of the sea, and myself sick and poorly toward evening. Could not attend meeting in the evening. May 13th. Passed rather an uncomfortable night. Our vessel tossed to pretty seas. Very unwell this morning. Can hardly get my breakfast. Still a strong cold. Unfavorable breeze. Wind rather more ahead. Sea boisterous. Myself worse than yesterday. Many passengers not very well. Passed a few parcels of ice. Afternoon, wind abating. Sea going down. Still cold. Another coat, very desirable. Have not been much on deck today. Did not attend meeting this morning. Went to bed a little before 8 o'clock. A beautiful sunshine morning on the 14th of May. Myself feeling better. On deck just after breakfast. Quite pleasant when compared to yesterday. Asked the captain if we were on the banks. He said we have been on them. Was just now passing over the skirts of them. I felt thankful that we were on so far. Ship making about 3 miles per hour. Afternoon in sight of Newfoundland. Toward evening made a sight of two vessels at a great distance, the first we had seen since April 29th. April 15th, a fine morning, very little wind, ship making but little headway, myself and passengers generally getting better. In the course of the afternoon, ended bound to discern how many Christian members were on board. In the evening, held our second mass class meeting when upward of 20 people were present. Brother George Davy took the lead. The second mate of the ship joined us, and it was a good meeting. May 16th, fine weather, very mild, a little breeze toward evening. Had a good prayer meeting. First mate commenced the meeting. May 17th, morning rather misty, a fair wind, sailing 8 to 9 knots per hour. Afternoon wind blew stronger. Sea ran very high, myself feeling poorly, turned in bed to prevent sickness. Night was rather rough. May 18th, called up early this morning to see large icebergs. Got on deck, passed between two very large ones, a great height and beautiful. One of them resembled a cot house with a chimney on one end and a kind of stack near the other. The other a large, solid chunk, some say 60 feet or upwards out of the water. Also saw a brig not far from us early in the afternoon. Went on deck again, found we were very near the cliffs of Newfoundland. As we drew clearer, nearer, the better was our view.